This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A survivor of the mass shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs spoke in public for the first time today. Anthony, who is not sharing his last name, says he suffered injuries from shrapnel and that two of his friends died in the attack. He shared a message for the alleged shooter, now in custody.
Why don't you meet somebody and get to know their true heart before passing judgment? Because he really did harm a lot of pure, true hearts that I don't know if they'll be the same.
Anthony spoke at Centura Penrose Hospital. He hopes to be home by Thanksgiving. Colorado's severe respiratory season continues to hit hard, especially young kids. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Denver mom Lonnie Young says her two-month-old Malcolm got RSV. She says she consulted with her doctor when Malcolm's breathing got labored, with his stomach sort of sucking in under his ribs.
He just kept getting worse. Just the amount of effort he was putting in to breathe was really obvious. And, you know, for just such a tiny little baby, it was really stressful to watch.
Malcolm was admitted to a children's hospital. He was put on oxygen, got steadily better, and was released a few days later. The state reports hospital capacity is tight, but urges people seek help in an emergency. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Meanwhile, the state health department is sending out text and email flu vaccination reminders. Health officials say this season could be one of the most severe in years. So far, more than 1 million flu vaccines have been given across the state. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.